and from Iraq to neighboring Syria, which, like most Arab countries, strongly opposed the U.S.-led war. But during the conflict, Syria was the only Arab nation that allowed fighters to cross its borders into Iraq to oppose the invasion force. Months later, U.S. officials say foreign fighters are still crossing over from Syria and attacking U.S. troops. They accuse the Syrian government of doing too little to stop them. But Syria's leaders complain that they are being unfairly targeted. From Damascus, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The Atemf border crossing between Syria and Iraq is open again after being closed for nearly a month. Syrian sources say the U.S. Army shut the border post, a three-hour drive northeast of Damascus, because of fears that foreign fighters were using the crossing to enter Iraq. Mohammed Naeem, who grazes his sheep several miles from the frontier, says he's seen stepped-up Syrian border patrols lately, but says the flat desert frontier is not that hard to cross. Here's Syria and here's Iraq, he says, drawing a line in the desert. There's just a sand barrier between the two. U.S. officials believe Damascus could do much more to seal its long border with Iraq. The Syrian government counters that the U.S., despite its enormous resources, cannot stop the flood of migrants crossing its border from Mexico. Damascus denies that it's trying to undermine the U.S. occupation of Iraq. Syrian analyst Nabil Sukkar says Damascus needs a stable Iraq because it has trade and other interests there.
Syria would like to help in maintaining stability in Iraq, and Syria doesn't want to inflame the situation in Iraq.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to soon pass the so-called Syria Accountability Act. The measure accuses Syria of supporting Palestinian militant groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad, as well as Lebanon's Hezbollah movement. If approved by Congress and the President, the measure would impose a range of sanctions on the Damascus government. At a recent news conference, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Bushra Khanafani warned that it's not a good time for the U.S. to undermine relations with Syria.
Syria has many friends in Iraq, and we can play a constructive role in the advancement of the chaotic situation in Iraq. Cutting the dialogue with Syria, accusing Syria of raising problems through people going through the borders is not going to help our constructive role in Iraq.
Syrian writer Michel Kilo, a critic of the Syrian government, says Damascus does have influence over many parties in Iraq. He says it has close ties with many Iraqi tribal leaders and it could pressure them to stop attacks against U.S. forces. Kilo says hundreds of Iraqi tribal chiefs met with Syrian officials in Damascus last week, and more are expected in the near future. The Syrians are holding the Iraq card, he says, and they're saying to the Americans, we can help you in Iraq if you take the pressure off of us. Kilo says he doubts Syria is assisting the Iraqi resistance because it fears American retaliation, but he suggests that the Syrian government would not be unhappy if the Americans get bogged down in Iraq and are forced to leave, abandoning their goal of reshaping the Middle East. They're worried about the presence of the American military along their border, he says, and they fear it could be used to threaten them at any time. They don't necessarily want to see the Americans fail in Iraq, he adds, but they would like to see a clear timetable for the establishment of an independent government and a U.S. withdrawal. Despite Syria's desire to see U.S. forces exit the region, Arab analysts say they expect Damascus to be far more cooperative with the U.S. over Iraq. Damascus, they say, is not happy about the prospect of facing U.S. sanctions, and they add Syria is worried that if it doesn't cooperate on Iraq, it may face another airstrike by America's chief ally in the Middle East, Israel. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.